Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. It is Tuesday, May 22nd, 2007, about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Yes. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website of the network. Lots of great information there. And, of course, I was just talking to somebody today, and they were wondering about how to get a hold of people in the office. Well, during business hours, the phone number to call in to speak with someone there is 800-724-2719. Now, if you'd like to call into the show and ask your questions, interact with our guests tonight, and always, is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our website is franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there, courtesy of one guy, Webmaster James. I mean, I suppose I send him some things, and I suppose some of you guys out there send him some things. So, you know, but it's mostly one guy. All right. Well, our special guest this evening is Ralph Epperson. I'm excited to be chatting with him. He's got a DVD available now. Now, this is the first DVD that Ralph has done, and I'm very excited about it. So we're chatting with Ralph Epperson for the first half of the show. And, of course, if things get cooking, and I suspect they will, we'll invite him to stay longer, provided you guys have, of course, questions you may want to ask him as well, because this is a very interesting topic and, needless to say, I think, an important one as well. I mean, there's really nothing that Ralph Epperson has ever researched that hasn't been important, I guess, in my opinion, but that's just me. So, last night, just on a side note here, complaining about gas prices, and I came across this story, monstersandcritics.com, came out earlier today, and it says, Iran on Tuesday increased petrol prices, but delayed scheduling rationing of fuel, according to the FARS news agency. The petrol prices increased from $0.086 to $0.108 per liter for normal, and 140 reals, or 0.151 for super petrol. So, very, very interesting. So, if you're wondering what that translates to, because I actually had to look it up as far as liters and things like that, 1 gallon equals 3.785 liters, which when you do the math with the price increase, that means that gasoline in Iran has gone from a whopping 33 cents per gallon up to a whopping 41 cents per gallon. I know it's astounding, isn't it? That's for regular gas, 41 cents is what it will be as of today. And they talk about people forming long lines and whatnot, and basically it goes on and on and on. There's some interesting elements to the story, but that really was the big shocker. I wanted to point that out. No, we've looked at gasoline prices throughout the world, and certainly when you look at all these things, you know, it is what it is. It depends on what you have access to and different things like that. Iran has a big problem. They don't have any refineries, so that's their own issue. But still, look at – they have zero refineries. And their gas is at 41 cents. We have a lot of refineries, but they don't work too well. And ours is at, you know, I think 330-something, driving at 334, 335 tonight. So anyway, yeah, state of things, right? Amazing stuff. But, you know, all of this tension in the world scene and the foreign intrigue and all the different countries sort of at each other's throats, all sort of, it's certainly the entire war on terror for the most part, with the exception of Afghanistan, but certainly Iraq and presumably Iran, you know, if that becomes a war. But just the axis of evil countries is all predisposed on one thing, and that is that nuclear weapons are out there. Everybody's got them, and we should be terrified, which is what we'll be addressing with our guest, Ralph Epperson. We'll be doing that when we come back from this first break. So I know you're anxious to chat with the man, so am I. Again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. And by all means, go to his website and see what you've been missing. It's phenomenal research by Ralph Epperson. It's www.ralph-epperson.com. There should be a link at our website, as there usually is for the great Ralph. Anyway, stay with us, folks. We'll be back with him and more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I suppose it's still good evening for most of us out there. Yes, Tuesday night. Yeah. So big show lined up for you here tonight. As I mentioned earlier, talking a little bit, opening with that story about Iran's gasoline prices at about 41 cents a gallon. Now, obviously, it's quite a bit. And as I mentioned, when you look at all the conflict and various things, of course, oil is a big reason. But there's another reason, too, and it's called fear. What are people afraid of? People are afraid of nuclear weapons, or WMDs, as we have now come to call them, because it's a broader category. Well, anyway, when I first had heard about Ralph Epperson, I heard this about him. I heard, this guy's amazing. You definitely should have him on your show. He's fantastic. He's got amazing information about the Masons and about the history of the United States and all these other things. And then he's got a weird thing that he talks about nuclear weapons. And I said, what's weird? And he says that basically no one but the United States has nuclear weapons. And I said, no way, that's crazy stuff. I can believe Masons, I can believe conspiracies, but the idea that only the United States has nuclear weapons, there's no way. Then I actually, of course, got to know Ralph and was honored to be able to attend one of his conferences, one of his lectures, and I saw the presentation, saw the evidence for myself, was blown away. It's just that good. It's that convincing. And he asked me on the spot, he said, what do you think now? And I said, I'm convinced. Absolutely convinced. Now, there was a little wiggle room there, of course, But it's amazing stuff. Anyway, when Ralph and I had been talking recently, he mentioned to me that he was going to put his lecture on a DVD. Now, obviously, one way to do that, of course, would be to film one that he was actually, as he was doing it. However, there's always going to be problems with that. You know, maybe it's not dark enough in there, and you can't see the PowerPoint presentation and so on and so forth. So he told me he was going to delve into the 21st century and actually utilize some computer programs and construct a DVD from his PowerPoint presentation, and he has done so, and it's wonderful. So, folks, we're talking about this here, the brand new DVD from our good friend Ralph Epperson entitled No Nukes But U.S. Nukes, Evidence That Only the United States Has Nuclear Weapons. Please welcome to the program the professor, Ralph Epperson. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Okay. Thank you very much, Frank. You're very
kind. Are you there?
I'm there. How are you?
There you are. Okay, okay.
Okay, now you can hear me? Okay,
yeah,
I'm here.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much. You're very kind. I appreciate your nice words about my work.
Oh, it's fantastic. I got nothing but the highest respect for you. You know that.
Well, I know. Well, you're very kind. This subject is way beyond. In fact, I don't know anyone else in this nation saying this. I've not heard even a whisper of this until I came out with it, well, way back in the 80s. I think I put my first VHS tape out called Russia's Wooden Missiles in 1987, mm-hmm. which is now 20 years ago. And I was right, and we'll talk about some of the things that happened as a result of that video. And but I kept researching, kept looking, and now I've got a 2.5-hour DVD out called Russia, No Nukes But U.S. Nukes, in which I very carefully, I think, and document, or that's not, there's no such word, and with documentation, there's plenty of documentation that I'm right. And by the way, Frank, I wanted to point this out. I don't have any top secret classified people breaking code and breaking with government and telling me the truth. No Defense Department people sneaking out information mm-hmm. for me. I read the newspapers, I read books, I read booklets, etc. And that's where I got my information. I am convinced they have been telling us this for over 40 years, and no one put it together like I have. So we're going to talk tonight about the fact that there are simply no nuclear weapons anywhere in the world except in the United States, period. Mm-hmm. None. Zip, zero. There's none.
It's very powerful. You know, obviously, when you look at all the other information and everything you've done historically, it's just phenomenal. It's unparalleled, and it's vital, obviously, to understanding where we're going in the future. This is vital because this is current events. I mean, and it has been, honestly, for the last 60 years, it's been current events. But this is the reason why wars are fought. This is the reason why people are scared. This is the reason why there's an arms race, whether real or imagined. But this is the reason why we have enemies, honestly. It's all because of nuclear weapons and the fear of people possessing nuclear weapons, or weapons of mass destruction, as they're called nowadays. So this is really important, Ralph, because this changes everything.
I agree with you. And it points out that Saddam Hussein didn't have any. I am now told there's a general claiming to be Saddam's, one of his generals, claiming that the weapons of mass destruction, whatever they were ferreted out of the country just before our inspectors showed up and taken to Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And now who knows where they are. And I don't believe that. Let's say it this way. They might have had some sort of gas maybe that they could use. In fact, I believe they did use some gas on some people, some of their own people once.
Mm-hmm.
But they had no nuclear weapons, and they never will have. And I'll try to prove to you why that's true. And when I heard that they had nuclear weapons, they were developing them, I said, no, they will not. And that was back in, what, 2001 or 2? And I said, they will not. And that's now, what, 5-6 years ago? And I'm still holding that position. Mm-hmm. They don't have them. They never will have them. In fact, no nation's going to get them ever except the United States.
Mm-hmm. It's really amazing because somebody would initially look at that statement, Ralph, and they'd say, well, obviously, right off the bat, Ralph is wrong. Because in addition to our own nuclear tests, of course, the Russians have tested it, and then the North Koreans tested a nuke just last year. So obviously, Ralph's off his rocker.
Well,
that's what people would say.
Go ahead. Let's talk.
I don't say that. I just want to clarify, man. I'm not saying that.
Well, on my video, I'm going to call it video, probably DVD, whatever. On my DVD, I discussed the North Korea episode.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, The only evidence we had that they were going to do this is that we saw them dig a hole. We don't know what they put in it, and then they filled it up. Well, that's a way to know that it's going to be a nuclear test. Secondly, the North Koreans admitted that when they exploded it, there was no nuclear fallout. So what was it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard with my own ears a report from some news station, probably the Fox News, I don't remember where, but it was right after the explosion, from four Australian laboratories, all independent, apparently in Australia, tested, and they found no radioactivity in that area from anything. So then the United States government issued a paper, that an article in my local newspaper, it said, no, we did test and found that they had a radioactivity. And then it went on to say another test, however, revealed that there was no radioactivity. So now, how do we know it was a nuclear test if we can't find radioactivity? What could it have been? I don't know. They might have found some explosives to blow it up, but it was no. It was not a nuclear test because there was no radioactivity. And that's apparently the only way we could know that it was indeed one of those tests. Now, notice this. Since October of last year, there's been no more words about North Korea doing anything. Why? Why aren't they exploding more?
It's true.
And I'm saying because they didn't explode one in the first place.
Yeah, I remember watching that and, of course, trying to pick it apart. And there were so many different discrepancies. Of course, they said it was a nuke. Then there was no radioactivity. Then they said, well, according to seismic charts, it wasn't big enough to be a nuke. And then they said, well, it was a nuke, but it didn't detonate fully, or it was a very, very small one. And then, of course, days and days and days later, they said, well, we did pick up some radioactivity, so it's obviously a nuke. Now, obviously, when you look at that sort of thing, you have to determine exactly what it's all about. I mean, North Korea obviously has a history of sort of doing things to enhance their bargaining position, and obviously they're in desperate need, so they might fake a nuclear attack to some degree, and it would be relatively easy, I suppose. You could say, oh, it was a very small nuke, but you could just go and throw some radioactive material on top of the test site and say, well, there it is. Test the soil. You can see it's radioactive. I mean, the point is that this goes into the deepest part of everything we talk about as far as the truth, and that is taking all of these issues and looking at it, and where are you hearing this information from? It's just one news source. It's according to one scientist who's in a place somewhere else. I mean, there's no way to verify any of this. We just don't know.
That's correct.
The point I'm getting at here, Ralph, as you know, is that whether they say it was a nuke or they say it was not a nuke, the point is that we don't know for sure it was. End of discussion.
That's correct. And there's no way to know, and if there is none, then why should we believe? First of all, I don't believe our own government almost on anything anymore, as we're going to discuss. They've been lying to us all along. They have known, for instance, that Russia had no nuclear weapons, never. They had one. We'll cover that a little later. They might have had one, but even then, they apparently did not explode it. We gave them an atomic bomb, the United States, during World War II. We'll discuss that as we get along here. But there's no evidence that they detonated. And Harry Truman, our president at the time, said that he wasn't convinced that they detonated a nuclear bomb. Our own president said that. But I'm telling you, this whole thing is just it's a fraud.
Yes. Yes.
Now let's go back. Would it be in the best interest of North Korea to claim that they do have nuclear weapons? Of course. It scares off all of their enemies. And America doesn't want to go to a nuclear war with North Korea about getting them to stop production. So we're going to be very cautious, and we're going to use diplomacy, and we're going to sit down and talk and hope that they stop doing all this.
I couldn't agree with you more. You're absolutely right on point. Let's pause here for a quick break, my friend. Folks, a great man is with us. His name is Ralph Epperson, and an adequate host is with you, Frank Whalen. We'll be back, of course, in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. In the meantime, go and surf on over to Ralph's website and check out the amazing assortment of information available to you. www.ralph-epperson.com. Stay with us back in three.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit Core Documents. Now, this new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Good evening. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening is Ralph Epperson, the creator, the filmmaker, honestly, behind this brand new DVD entitled No Nukes But U.S. Nukes. Ralph, welcome back, sir.
By the way, can I make a quick comment about this immigration thing, just real quick?
Sure.
Let's go back to the election that we had just a little while ago about all the congressional people being the Democrats taking over. I want you to notice that the issue that they apparently won on was the war. They didn't like the way, the American people didn't like the way that the war was being waged. So now they've got this this majority in the House, but they're using that election to change the immigration, to make these people apparently citizens. Now, wait a minute. When did we give them the mandate to do that? The mandate was about stop this stupid war. The American people said, well, we've had enough. At least that's what they claimed. That was the issue. It's got nothing to do with immigration. We never gave them permission to tamper with the immigration. I think the American people, 80% of them, want that border tightened up. Ended it. Hey, get these people out of here, and let's get on with our life. No, They're not going to do that. Why? We never gave them permission to do that. Okay, that's enough. Think about that.
I agree with you. Absolutely. No, this is a big issue, and I honestly... I was talking to somebody today about the same thing, and we were talking about immigration in general, and I said, look, that's kind of the big issue today. You know, it's not going to be the big issue when we got all this other stuff going on. I mean, as we said, obviously, record high gas prices, record high diesel prices, record high food prices. Okay, these things all factor in. Now, when you throw the driving season in there, Memorial Day weekend coming up, obviously, this forthcoming weekend, you know, gas is going to go up substantially, so that's going to be an issue for people. So pretty soon the economic concerns are going to be of more importance, and because we've had such a bizarre time with the, well, pretty much the presidential election beginning far, far, far sooner, everybody's looking to make a name for themselves, do something to stand out, you know, do something to catch people's attention. So obviously when you've got like Bill Richardson running now, you know, people are going to start catering to the minority vote, meaning, of course, the immigrants specifically. And I think that's just a trend for right now. I really think that once hurricane season happens and we get a couple of real tragedies, people are going to start complaining about global warming, and they're going to complain about the fact that all of our National Guardsmen and their equipment are all in a foreign country when they should be in their local states taking care of natural disasters and so on and so forth. So I think it's just something to bide the time, an issue to occupy our minds for the short term until bigger and more important things really come along.
Okay, I want to get back to my issue, if I may. I want to go back to 1949 when the Russians allegedly exploded an atomic bomb. As I said, we'll read the quote from Harry Truman a little later to show you that I don't believe they did. But to understand what happened, we have to go back to World War II. You might remember, and your listeners as well might remember, that Germany moved east into Russia. And when they, I think 41 or 42, something like that, and when they did, the Russians were completely unprepared, or at least not adequately prepared to fight back. And Russia, Germany was moving quickly through the land. So the United States came to the rescue of its new ally, Russia, the communist there, Stalin, and we then created a thing called Lend-Lease to send them $11 billion of equipment and you name it, to fight a war. Mm. And as that was being merged with their government and their troops, they started winning some battles, and then they started moving west, and Germany was in a two-front war, and they couldn't keep it going, so the Russians kept going east, going west, and they got to Berlin, you know, before we did. And by that was also by design, but that's not what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Now, this Lend-Lease program included the sending of the atomic bomb to Russia. We sent the papers, the materials, half of our then uranium supply to Russia so they could have an atomic bomb in 1943 and 44. Well, how do I know that? Well, we know that because of a book written by Major George Racy Jordan, who was in charge of what they called the expediting the Lend-Lease program in Great Falls, Montana. Everything that could be flown into Russia was sent to Great Falls. It was assembled and put on C-46 or 7s, wherever they were, and flown to Fairbanks by American pilots, and then Russian pilots would get in and fly it to Russia and then bring the plane back, and then they would fly it back down to Americans would fly it back down to Great Falls. Well, Major Jordan was a curious individual. He started opening up boxes to find out what we were sending there and keeping records. And finally, after they exploded the bomb, Major Jordan decided to release his material, and he wrote a book called From Major Jordan's Diaries. I think it was in 1952.
And that's obviously very, very important. So, folks, please stay with us. Sit there on the edges of your seats, and we'll be back with more from our special guest this evening, Ralph Epperson, and more Frankly Speaking Radio in only 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me wanna shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest, Ralph Epperson. He is super bad, and he's talking about his brand new DVD, No Nukes But U.S. Nukes. Welcome back, my friend.
Why did you have to call me super bad, Frank?
It's a compliment. You're the godfather of of true history.
True history, yeah. Okay, yes. That's me. Okay, so Major Jordan was opening up boxes, and he started noticing words on paper like cadmium metal, thorium, cyclotron, and uranium. He started finding the words Manhattan Project on papers. He didn't know anything about this. Until 1949, on September the 23rd, Russia allegedly exploded the atomic bomb, and we learned that America had the atomic bomb built under the Manhattan Project. So he wrote his book entitled From Major Jordan's Diaries. Now, most people thought he was crazy and everything else. It didn't matter until 1980. In 1980, James Roosevelt, the second son of President Franklin Roosevelt, wrote a book entitled A Family Matter. So as soon as I heard about it, I rushed out and bought it. Because in that book, James Roosevelt, who was a major, claimed to be a major in World War II, was called into the White House by the Capitol building, where it was the White House, by his father, and said, I want you to deliver to Russia in the Lend-Lease program the atomic bomb, all the materials, all of the supplies. including half of our uranium supply. So he did. Now, the two books support each other. You could say, well, Roosevelt's wrong, and then Major Jordan was right. But no, they're both right. It happened. So we sent them the atomic bomb. Now, the next step is, in 1952, March the 6th, 1951, a married couple named Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were charged with transferring secret information on the construction of the atomic bomb. And they were found guilty and executed on June the 19th, 1953. When they were sentenced, the judge told them, quote, "I consider your crime worse than murder. By your betrayal, you undoubtedly have altered the course of history to the disadvantage of our country. Millions of people may pay the price of your treason." So he called the Rosenbergs guilty of a betrayal and a treason. And they were executed on June the 19th, 1953. Now, that begs the question. When were James Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt tried for betrayal and treason and executed? Frank, you have any idea?
I would say never.
Never? Wait a minute. I thought they did the same thing.
It's a good question. So why weren't they?
Now, I'll tell you why. I believe they were sacrificed by this conspiracy because they were probably innocent, and they were sacrificed as a way to let the world know that Russia got the atomic bomb. That this is official. In other words, they got it from the United States, and the Rosenbergs, those betrayers, did the dirty deed.
I see.
That's what it was for.
And what year did that happen in?
1953.
Okay, but didn't the Russians already test one before then?
Oh, yeah, they exploded in 1949.
Well, then why would anybody be selling nuclear secrets to a country that already had nukes?
No, they did this way before. They
as
well.
Oh, I see. They were just tried then.
Yes.
I see.
So they were tried in 51 and executed in 53.
Oh, okay.
So that means now why, as I just said, let's go back over it again. I want to make sure you understand. The reason they were executed was to officially say that Russia had the materials from the atomic bomb, and they got it from these dirty people called the Rosenbergs. And that made it official. They had the atomic bomb. But when they exploded it, Harry Truman, our president, said, "I don't think they exploded the bomb." Now, wait a minute, I don't understand. So I don't even know to this day whether they did. But I'm telling you, if the Rosenbergs were guilty of betrayal and treason, why weren't the Roosevelts tried for the same crime?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, obviously. But I see the point that you're making, because obviously it's multi-purpose here. Because, again, now we know, now we know how the Russians got the nukes. Again, we can be... feel very superior in the power of the United States of America, because the Russians had to steal it. They couldn't figure it out for themselves. Of course, it also heightens fear, which leads to an arms race, which leads to a lot of money being thrown into the technology, defense contractors, Defense Department, and so on and so forth.
Well, I have been when I was teaching part-time in Oregon at a community college, I was teaching my students that communism was a very unproductive economic failure. And the reason it was because it defied human logic, the human nature. Human nature is we will produce because we are allowed to keep the surplus of our production. Communism teaches, no, you don't have to work. Someone else will take care of it for you. And there's no incentive. And it is and has been, as we'll continue to discuss, a total economic failure. It would have collapsed without our aid and trade going back to 1917. Our government financed, not our government, wealthy Americans and Europeans financed the Bolshevik Revolution, the Communist Revolution, that killed as many as 40 million Russians. We built communism and then kept it alive with aid and trade going all the way through probably up until the year the Berlin Wall came down. So we've been keeping communism alive. Now, the next, perhaps the greatest evidence I've got, which is really not evidence, let me just explain, is the fact that there is a conspiracy at work in this world. And I've been proving that for 40 years. I've written 4 books, as you know, Frank. I think you've read a couple, 3 of them, or maybe all, I don't know.
All of them, yes.
Okay. And I wrote The Unseen Hand, An Introduction to the Conspiratorial View of History. I wrote The New World Order, which is an examination of what that thing is. My third book's called Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity, in which I prove that the Masons take a vow to destroy Christianity. And my fourth book's Jesse James, United States Senator, which is the evidence that Jesse James, the famous outlaw, lived to be 103 and actually sat in the Senate of the United States. And by the way, Frank, I think every senator in the Senate right today is a direct descendant, probably, of Jesse James.
Well, least. Certainly in ethics and morality, I'd say.
I think so.
Wow.
But anyway, what I'm trying to point out is that I've been researching this thing, and I have proven that there's a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. I wrote a booklet called Clinton's Conspiracy, in which I document the fact that Bill Clinton told us with his own mouth on national television live in 1992 that he was part of an international conspiracy that controlled communism, that controlled both parties equally, that financed both sides of World War II, and financed and controlled both national and international communism. Bill Clinton told us that with his own mouth. So he confirmed 40 years of my research. Now, if there is a conspiracy, here's the question. Why would they allow warheads, nuclear warheads, and missiles to deliver them into the hands of people that could use them against the conspiracy?
Mm-hmm.
Here's my next question. For over 60 years, 70 or 80 years, communism was not popular. The people hated it. I quote a defected a colonel in the Soviet Army, which is the equivalent of a general. We'll call him what they call him, a colonel, Oleg Penkovsky. And he wrote a book called Penkovsky Papers, which has been published. Anyone can read it, as I did. And in there he says, all of my friends who were communists, meaning officers, generals, etc., none of them believes in communism. In fact, they hate it. Now, if the people hated communism, why didn't they overthrow it? Well, the easy answer is, well, they didn't have any weapons to do so. That's true. The people had been disarmed, just like America. They want to disarm us because then they can take over. But the Russian people did have some weapons to fight back. They had nuclear weapons. Now, in my video, Frank, you saw a picture of Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987 on the 70th anniversary of the beginning of their revolution in 1917, addressing 5,000 communists in one building at one time. Now, why wasn't that building nuked? Why?
That's a good question.
It would take one general with the courage and the conviction to end communism once and for all to hear about that meeting, go down to the basement the night before and reprogram a missile and launch up the warhead the next morning and blow up 5,000 communists, including Mikhail Gorbachev, and it never happened, has never happened. Why? And the only answer that makes sense, and the one that I can prove, is that they had no warheads to nuke them with.
Hmm.
Think about that. Notice this question as well. How many nuclear weapons have been dropped in anger since 1945 at Hiroshima and Nagasaki? How many, Frank?
Since then, none.
None. Why? If it's such a fearful weapon and easy to win, just launch it, and boy, you can destroy the whole nation, the enemy, mm-hmm. all the troops, everything you need at one time. Why fight and kill your own soldiers, blow up your own tanks, everything else? Why don't you just use the nuke?
Mm-hmm.
It's never happened.
It seems like it would be relatively easy. I mean, certainly after the fall of the Soviet Union, we hear about, you know, suitcase nukes and just nukes for sale, and anybody that's got enough money can certainly buy one, which has really been my contention about Iran, honestly. You know, lots of talk about Iran pursuing nuclear weapons. Well, you know, certainly they have the money. Couldn't they just buy one? Well, why are we so concerned with them developing one?
Yes. Well, I'm contending that even these suitcase nukes don't exist. That's another fraud, another bogus claim. There are none. And that's the question. If one of those things got out and ended up in New York City the day that the CFR was meeting, they could kill, 3,000 of the conspirators. Why would they risk that? It doesn't make sense. They're not stupid. Why would they give Russians and terrorists or anyone else the ability to nuke them? It doesn't make sense. I'll give you one evidence. Several years ago, I showed this in my video. Several years ago, I was walking in the Dallas airport, and I'm walking along minding my own business. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to the Dallas airport, Frank, but when you
yes.
leave one terminal and go to another, the airport gives you 3 days of water and food. It gives you a map, and you got to find your own way.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that airport.
So I'm walking along with my map and my water and my 3 days of food, and I hear a lady say, this is gate number 617. We're now boarding. I'm going to make this up. I don't remember. American Airlines flight number 16 to Mazatlan, Mexico. And I want to go to Mazatlan. And so I turned around and looked, and there was one of America's most famous senators standing in line. And I said, I'll be darned, he's going down there with his wife. Well, I know what his wife looks like because this senator is well known. We know what his wife looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not with him. Well, he's going down there with his staff or family, his children, no, he's all by himself. In fact, he was pulling his own carry-on luggage with the wheels. So I said, no, wait a minute. I'll bet you he's going to a Bilderberg meeting. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Bilderbergs meet once a year, I believe it is, and about 150 of them get together, the most wealthy, the most influential bankers, industrialists, government heads, cabinet members, you name it, kings, wherever, they go there to meet. Why would this senator risk getting nuked? Think about it. If some Russian general remembered that it was a group like the Bilderbergers that killed 40 million of his fellow Russians during the Russian Revolution and created a system and kept it alive for 60 years, he could read about this, hear about this Bilderberg meeting, go down to the basement, reprogram one missile to Mazatlan, and nuke them all. Why has that never happened? And secondly, why, if there was a threat of this, why would this senator go? It doesn't make sense. So he must know. The senator had to know there are no nukes to nuke him with. So he's safe. And they've got all sorts of protection around the Bilderberg meeting, the hotel wherever they meet, to make sure no one gets in with terrorists with guns or bombs or anything else. And most people don't even know about it. So the question is this. Why would they risk getting nuked from some terrorists or some people in the government, some generals, anything? It doesn't matter. Why would they risk that if they're in charge? And that's what Bill Clinton said. They're out to control the economies of the world. That's what he said. If they do, they're not going to want to get nuked. And that's one of the greatest evidences I've got. Because I'm able to prove this conspiracy is real, which is bogus as a $1 bill.
It's very interesting, and obviously people are going to have questions. And, of course, I'm going to give out the phone number again, 800-313-9443. I guess the main question is, Ralph, is that when you look at this whole thing, what about the concept of mutually assured destruction? I mean, the whole concept of our enemies have the same weapons we have, so therefore people are less likely to use them because they would be destroyed as well.
But at the end of that video, as you watched, Frank, my DVD, I examined that question, and I think, as far as I know, I'm the first one to ever do so. I've never read that. It just occurred to me one day, and I was teaching it back in 1990, for Pete's sake, that's 17 years ago. I taught that there are no suitable targets in a nuclear attack, and we'll cover that maybe if we can in the second hour, Frank, because that is really, I think, very revealing. It shows you that there's no reason to have a nuclear war. There's no suitable target. Now, I want to cover this next. Maybe you've read the book called The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Do you know anything about that book?
I do.
Okay. Have you ever read it?
Yes.
Okay. According to the flyer, the book cover, it says, these essays have never been surpassed and might well be the concentrated essence of wisdom on the conduct of war. And so you read in the book, and Sun Tzu says, all warfare is based upon deception. When you see a great enemy, practice deceit, end quote. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, when you watch that video, you're going to see so much deceit that we've been lied to about almost anything in this whole space effort. You know that these people have read Sun Tzu's book.
Yes.
It's mind-boggling. Practice deceit. Now, the space race, let's start talking about that.
Okay. Well, we're coming up on a break here, actually. So before we do that, why don't you give out your contact information?
Okay. If people want to contact me, and I would invite them to do so. By the way, if you've got some information that you think you could contribute, please call me or get in touch with me. On the Internet, I'm Epperson Ra, Epperson with two P's, Epperson R-A, Epperson R-A at AOL.com. Okay. Send me an email. Say, Ralph, I want to talk to you, and we'll get to you. We'll work out the details.
Hold on a second, my friend. Quick break, folks. Back in 3 minutes to wrap up this hour, and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio on the way.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of our first hour already. Keep in mind, this hour is being brought to you courtesy of the generosity of the Howard Creek Resort. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in the area, including, of course, the busyness of Branson, Missouri, and the calm and peace of Bull Shoals Lake, Arkansas. So whatever it is you're looking for, you take the whole family with you and go to Howard Creek Resort, the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. Visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7600. 9-0. Of course, we appreciate Howard Creek Resort. Of course, everything that they do for us, the sponsors and our advertisers, everybody that makes this show possible. And, of course, this show would merely be the rantings and ravings of a lunatic if not for the well-informed genius of our guests, including our guests tonight. Ralph Epperson, welcome back, sir.
Yes, very kind. Thank you much. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. So let's do you want to take some calls periodically while we're...
Oh, yeah, if you want to, yeah, go ahead.
Let's do that.
We're getting close to the hour anyway.
We are. That's true. Again, folks, our number 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Frank in West Virginia. Frank, welcome to the show.
Hello, Frank.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Wonderful.
Mr. Epperson, very, very interesting. I appreciate your insight on human nature and the information you're bringing forth, and you just about convinced me without me even seeing the video yet. But
it's spectacular.
I have a couple quick questions for you. One is, first of all, how much do you believe that the U.S. Let me say this: certain segments within the U.S. government would be willing to use a mini nuke or some type of a nuclear device on our own soil in order to gain political power or get legislation passed, as they did with the 9/11 attack?
That is a phenomenal question.
It is indeed. And it's one that I've been saying this. If there's ever going to be a nuclear attack anywhere in the world, it'll be our nukes. Because, and I'll give you a good example. You might remember we built huge quantities of submarines with ICBMs or whatever they call them. And I suspected those things could go across the ocean and station themselves around Russia and then launch those missiles back on the United States and claim that they came from Russia anytime they wanted, because Russia had no nukes to fire. And I've often said that if there's ever any nuclear attack anywhere in the world, it's our own nukes. Now, whether or not they're willing to use one to get what they want, I don't think they need to do that, but it certainly is possible. There are no suitcase nukes that I know of anywhere in the world. Maybe the United States has some, but Russia I know has none, and there's never been any. So I don't know. I can't answer, but it's quite possible.
You know what I think is very intriguing about it, though, gentlemen, when you look at the whole thing? I mean, Ralph, honestly, you talked about Russia has wooden missiles. Then there was a movie that came out that addressed that same thing in sort of a conspiracy theory sort of fashion. Again, taking into the realm of fiction, therefore invalidating it in most people's minds. Well, at the same time, when you look at something like this DVD that you've got here, people, and you have freely said to people, make copies, post this on the internet, distribute this to everybody and anybody. And I applaud you for that. I think it's a wonderful way to get the truth out there. But what I'm getting at here is that if there were a nuke to go off and they had a video of the computer generated Osama bin Laden popping up saying, "Ha, America, that's what you get." Nobody would ever take a look at your DVD. They would automatically invalidate it, because quite simply, when faced with that, what they would consider to be evidence, quote unquote, they would automatically say, "Well, obviously Al-Qaeda had access to a nuke of some sort." It would invalidate the idea that nobody else has them. It would invalidate the point you made earlier that nobody else has ever set one off. So on that note, Ralph, will let you respond. Frank in West Virginia, you're welcome to stay with us here through to the next hour. Folks, we have to pause for a brief station identification, only 90 seconds, and then we're back with more Frankly Speaking Radio on our special guest this evening, Ralph Epperson. His website, www.ralph-epperson.com. Stay with us.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners.